This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM's Budget 2019 programming, presented to you by Mossing.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh, and you're listening to Pressing Matters Right Now, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press on their stories. Today we have Cindy Yap, senior editor at The Edge Media Group, and she wrote the cover story in The Edge this week on Budget 2019. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Joyce, for having me here.
Good morning. Well, so there have been lots of news flow coming up from Budget 2019, the first budget of the Pakatan Harapan government. And you've been working on this latest story since Friday when budget was tabled at Parliament. So help us unpack this. What were your key takeaways from this?
I think the thing that we are happiest most is if you display wealth, you had better pay your taxes already.
That's right.
So, but I think this one, there is a clear emphasis on inclusive growth. And there is a clear intention to put more money in people's pockets, both by cash transfers and also higher minimum wage for the lower income group. But there's also this part on helping to reduce cost of housing, transport and food, because this is actually very important, because if most of the money for the people who have lower income, it goes to housing, mm-hmm. Transport and also food. So if the cost of these things actually come down, people have more money to spend every month. So, and when you have more money to spend, you have savings, you can spend on education. Mm. So people actually, you are able to move up the income chain. And that's very important today for upskilling. You need to ensure that you and I can still have our jobs, right, in 10 years' time.
So, well, Cindy, in your cover story in The Edge this week, you said that the budget was not as bad as feared, in quotes. What do you mean by that?
I think there was fear on taxes and also fear that there will be a huge cutback on government spending, because there was this talk about austerity mode. The government did clarify a little bit beforehand that they are just spending very smartly. We are not in austerity mode, but people were still afraid on... Basically, there is a shortfall on swapping GST with SST. Mm-hmm. So there is a 20 billion gap. Whether or not it's actually 20 billion, that's we don't know. But
there is a gap.
There is a gap to fill.
Yes.
And the measures in this budget, you would fill some of it, but... Well, there will be more. So we still need to do more. But it's a very good start. Mm-hmm. And I think... The government's decision to actually give back the 37 billion owed in taxes to businesses and individuals. These are excess taxes owed to them. But imagine this 37 billion. If people are encouraged to invest it in the market, it's a very powerful. It can be potentially very powerful engine for the economy. Mm. Oh well, if let's say your bosses get back money, they have a little bit more money to pay you more salaries and. People, when they're paid more, you are able to spend a little bit more. So that helps. I think every little bit helps.
Yeah, you've actually covered the Malaysia's budgets for over a decade now. How different was this budget 2019 from the previous ones?
I think it's also a little bit unfair to compare it entirely, because this one, there is... an emphasis on because here there is we have this 1 trillion debt issue. Mm. Previously, it was not a worry, so to speak. Mm. So it was not previously addressed. But this one, you can see the new government they're talking openly about it, how it's being controlled. People are happy that it's being tackled. The government has promised that they would not borrow unnecessarily, mm-hmm. only where necessary. Government guarantees will only be given to things that will pay for the economy. So in that sense, it's good. And of course, they reset the budget deficit, a fiscal consolidation mm-hmm. Route. Mm-hmm. So I think these are things that... investors, rating agencies, they are concerned about, and it's great that it's being emphasized. And of course, this time, it's basically the government promising that they will do things right again. Okay. There will be transparency, and so we'll hold them to their promise. Work, yeah.
Well, prior to the unveiling of Budget 2019, I think all eyes was also on the fiscal deficit figure, right? With many wondering if, you know, whether or not it will be larger than what it was previously. So looking at that, we now know that it's a deficit of about 3.4%, and you know, they're looking at 3.4% for 2019, I think, with
3.447 this year.
This year, okay.
Yes, next
3.4,
year.
3.4, yep. Yep, with an aim to narrow that to 3% in 2020. How realistic you think are those deficit figures?
They look pretty realistic. Of course, it depends how the economy does locally and globally, and how well government can actually monetize its non-core assets. Perhaps get back some of the lost 1MDB money. Who
or
knows?
SL, the equanimity. That's also potential.
Yes. So, of course, but the important message here is that the government is committed to fiscal consolidation, meaning they are keeping watch on the money that they are spending, the excess money they are spending on top of what they earn every year. And they are going to still continue to spend where necessary. I think that part is important.
Mm. Well, the finance minister, YB Lim Guan Eng, has said that the fiscal deficit for 2018 was actually 3.7% and not 2.8%. What happened there?
There was actually spending that was previously not on the books. Mm. So what this government has done is to bring in some of the spending that was off balance sheet and put it out in the open where people can see it. And of course, there was also, I think if you know, you probably would have noticed a 10 billion jump in development expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
There was also some reclassification on operating expenditure to development expenditure, because they should be there. So that's what the government is saying. So we will see.
Okay, I'm speaking to Cindy Yap, Senior Editor at The Edge. After this, we'll continue our deep dive into Budget 2019 together with Cindy, who covered the budget story. Stay tuned to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're listening to Pressing Matters, and our guest today is Cindy Yap, Senior Editor at The Edge. Cindy, earlier we were unpacking the Budget 2019, and let's now take a look at the story that you were working on over the weekend for this week's The Edge cover story. You spoke to analysts from ratings agencies. What's their take on Malaysia's Budget 2019? How concerned are they about, you know, Malaysia's new debt and government's revenue numbers?
Okay. I haven't had a chance to discuss this extensively with the foreign rating agencies. But based on the statements that have been made post-budget, they remain concerned about high government debt and that more government revenue is coming from oil-related avenues in the near term. So, but we have to say here that Malaysians might not like high petrol prices, but the government benefits from it and Petronas benefits from it. And so on the balance, higher oil prices actually is good for Malaysia. It means that the government will have more money for its disposal and to help the economy and the people. So I think the government knows the concerns of the rating agencies, and they have 1 year to basically come up with more measures to expand their revenue base. So I think they know this is expected. The government knows this is being expected of them.
Mm. Speaking about revenue base, the government did show in Budget 2019 how it intends to grow its revenue. Share with us some specific examples on how the government plans to raise revenue to make up for that income lost from swapping GST for SST.
Okay, we see some of it already. The one of the simplest ones is the 10 ringgit and 40 ringgit airfare levy that every time you fly, they would probably add another. If you fly in Asian countries, I think it's 10 ringgit, and the rest is 40. So that actually is very easily implemented because you just have to work with the airlines. And of course, the soda tax, that is probably slightly more complicated, but you work with the large players, and probably that should actually be not that big of a problem. Of course, there are some analysts who are concerned that this could hit consumption on certain items. But soda tax is one of those things that we had expected. So We'll see how it's there. And of course, there's some taxing on some form of digital tax, not entirely. It's more of your iFlix, your Netflix, you know, these services, they will work with the larger players in the market and have a bit of tax there. And they are also increasing RPGT, the real properties gains tax. I think this is one of the, and probably it's only on the higher end properties, mostly. Of course, there was some concern that the higher tier, people in the higher tier, higher tax brackets will get taxed a little bit more this year. But it wasn't touched. Of course, I think the form of taxing will be in terms of the RPGT.
Yeah. You also wrote a story this week entitled Consumption Boost of 37 Billion Ringgit, the best one-off item in Budget 2019. Why do you think that's the best one-off item?
Okay, remember the money that our finance minister said was missing, you know, from GST refunds and also property? That's basically what the 37 million is. I think we mentioned just now.
Rolls over the consumption, correct. It could have a multiplier effect.
Yes, correct.
So you think that's the best one-off item.
Because previously we thought the government guided that it would be gradually returned. But this time it seems that they've gotten money to give you back one shot. So it can be potentially powerful. Cross our fingers, yeah.
Well, the government did announce its largest ever allocation of 314.5 billion ringgit. It is the largest compared with the last two federal budgets. So about 260 billion ringgit will be allocated as operating expenditure and some about 55 billion ringgit will be allocated as development expenditure. Was this surprising?
Yes and no, because of course this budget there are a lot of one-offs. The main reason it is this big is because there is this additional 37 billion on expenses that it's basically money being returned to the people, and you have the extra 30 billion of special dividends from Petronas. Petronas was already giving some dividends, I think about 20 odds billion, and adding to that would be like 50 over billion. So that actually makes the budget a lot larger than previous years. Yeah.
Okay. What were analysts expecting when it comes to the impact of this on the market?
I think people were talking already about potential consumption boost. It's just that because we expected it to be gradual rather than a one-off, the potential of the consumption boost was a bit more uncertain. So now we have a figure, 37 billion. So we are hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is that a concern? Because the 30 billion ringgit from Petronas and the government raising samurai bonds, what's the reaction from analysts, you know, when you speak to them? Are they concerned?
Okay, I think the samurai bonds isn't really new debt. I mean, this is from what we understand. Most of the money that's being borrowed is to retire existing government debt. That probably some of it, the debt costs, the borrowing costs of those debt. I think some of the 1MDB bonds, for instance, 6% yield. So it's basically swapping more expensive debt with cheaper debt. I think that's one way of looking at it. But of course, we have to monitor what actually happens. And yeah.
Okay, so in your opinion, you know, who are the winners and losers from this budget?
The winners and losers. I think because there's a lot of emphasis on inclusive growth, right? The people who need help, I think there's a little bit more targeting and as it should. Because, for instance, the petrol subsidy. How much petrol do you use a month?
Let's see. Maybe about 400 ringgit.
400 ringgit, so much?
Thereabouts.
Okay.
You're talking about me and my husband as well.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's just you, let's say if it's just 200, because I think RON 95 is about 220, right? Mm. And they talk about subsidizing up to 30 cents a litre, up to 100 litres. Mm-hmm. That's actually just 30 ringgit. Mm. Of course, for you and Yen and I, we probably won't miss the 30 ringgit. But for people, there are people out there who they stop. When they take the bus, they stop two bus stands ahead just to save 50 cents a day. Mm. So these are the people. I mean, if you and I can give up that 30 ringgit, these people, you know, there's more money for the government to actually help these people. That's and of course, now they have the 50 ringgit bus unlimited ride for the buses, and also the 100 ringgit rail and bus rides. Of course, it looks very good for you and I, but I think there needs to be a really the government really needs to go down to the ground to see those people who really for 50 cents, the people whom 50 cents, 1 ringgit matters. I think these people, you really need to find, get them in some sort of register so that all the subsidies actually goes to them.
Actually, that's the implementation challenge of this budget, right? Because even the 1,500cc, when it comes to the subsidy, how are you going to determine the targeted market that you... right? Because 1,500cc cars could be quite a pricey car as well. I understand some of the top of the range cars, they are also going into these smaller engines.
Yes, I think, so I think that it's a matter of fine-tuning, but the general direction is correct. So probably then of course then it's you probably need to do a lot of work to find out who are the people that that the government needs to help. So I think it's a good start directionally, and of course I really encourage everyone to look at the budget document. I think on the Ministry of Finance, the treasury.gov.my website, there are a lot of documents in there on how the government actually gets their money, how they're spending their money. You and I, the media, academics, students, look at how the government actually is spending the money. We have to, because someone has got to make the government accountable for what they're doing.
I've been speaking to Cindy Yap, senior editor at The Edge. You can pick up a copy of The Edge this week to read Cindy's cover story in this week's edition. Thank you, Cindy, for being on our show today.
Thank you.
It was great having you on Pressing Matters. I'm Joyce Goh, signing off for the Morning Run this morning. Stay tuned for the 10 a.m. news after this, followed by Enterprise at BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM's Budget 2019 programming was presented to you by Ma Sing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.